On Regional Radio, we're joined by Andy Anderson, formerly the head coach of the Canton Tigers for 19 years, 9 district titles, announced his resignation last Thursday. What led to the decision?
Just that the, you know, having to put all the time and effort into the to basketball coaching and summertime and weightlifting and all those things. And I, we have a son in grade school, 6th grade, and a daughter who's going to be turning 2 in May, and that was kind of a big part of it in December. You know, it was a couple nights my daughter was over in the emergency room, we're in the spent a night in the hospital, and we had games those nights, and this was kind of a, one of those things where it's something I've been thinking about, and we thought this was the best time to do it.
Yeah, you mentioned it's something you'd been thinking about. When did this start to become a possibility, and when did you go through with it?
I'd honestly thought about maybe last year, maybe being it with Lance and that core of kids there that we had. Lance Logs and Coy Smith and some of those guys that have been on our state team. Then we just kind of decided we're going to go one more. We had a group of kids back that were younger brothers to some of the older brothers that I've coached previously last few years. So I wanted to coach, make sure I coached those guys, and you know, their families had always supported me. So that's one reason why I stayed one more year.
So you mentioned those family ties and that reason for stepping away, but we've all seen the passion you coach with, so gotta ask, how hard is it for you to step away from basketball right now?
It'll be tough. When November gets here, you know, just when June gets here, when we're supposed to be going to shootouts and weightlifting and all those things, you know, I'll be thinking about it, but especially when November gets here and the bell rings and I won't be going to practice, that'll be different. 29 years I've been involved in high school basketball, whether it be a JV coach or a varsity coach the last 26 years. So it's going to be different. Basketball's been a big part of my life all the way through growing up. So we're going to try to make some different games, whether it be camp games or, you know, just get a little basketball sprinkled in because I know I'll miss it a little bit.
Andy Anderson with us, a two-time Show Me Showdown coach for the Canton Tigers, 368 wins at the program. How do you look back on your time at Canton?
We had a lot of good teams, and I did an interview the other day for a guy on Channel 7, and I told him one thing I'm probably the proudest of is we never had a bad year in 19 years for a small school. Pretty much 500 was our worst year, and we've had a lot of really good years, some really good teams. Thought we had a team in 2014 that was very capable of winning it, just came a little bit short. We've had so many good players, and I told the guys, I said, not only good players, we've had so many good role players and so many good student athletes that kind of lucky to hit this time period in Canton High School athletics because we had one heck of a run.
How special was it to take the Canton Tigers to their first couple of Show Me Showdowns?
It was awesome. Not only as a coach, but I know back when I was a player, I played on some really good teams, and we always came up short, and that was kind of all your goal as a player to get the state tournament. And we had some good teams early. 06 team lost in the quarterfinals. The 13 team lost in the quarterfinals. So we just kept chasing. And finally in 2014, you get there. And all those years of hard work and you finally make it was just it was an awesome feeling. And then we get to turn around and go back again in 15, which was a little bit somewhat surprising, I guess you would say. So that was kind of an icing on the cake. So, you know, we had a heck of a run, some really good players that got us there.
We're talking to Canton's Andy Anderson. The million-dollar question for you now that you're wrapped up. Take me through the key to your team's execution, just as far as your rapport with your players and how you were always able to maximize the talent that you had. What was the key to the constant execution through your 19 years?
I think the biggest thing was, the kids believed in what we're doing, and it kind of like cycled through everybody. The younger kids would see the older kids doing it, and, you know, they could see it worked. That was part of it. But I also think we always told the kids that they're playing for the name on the front of the jersey, and that was huge, the buy-in to our team, what we want to do as a team. Because the big key, I think, overall might have been, Eric, just our role players. And everyone knew their role, whether it be someone had to take the most of the shots, who we wanted to score, you know, where we wanted to certain people to shoot from. If we wanted to play defense or rebound, just buying into the role and, you know, being team players, I think that was a huge part of our success throughout the years because some years we had teams that could have 4 or 5 guys on the floor that could score. Some years we might have only had 2. So we had to do things a little bit differently throughout the years, but it was mainly the guys buying into that.
Now, beyond just all the victories in your career, what stands out when you think off on the court, off the court? What are some of your favorite memories in your coaching career?
Just the different ones, the different guys I got to coach. We got the Aaron Hill played Division II, Gabe McKenzie, just go on down the line. Tyler Neiman played Division I baseball. Some of the different athletes that I got to be around and got to be part of their athletic careers. That was huge. And then off the floor, just watching some of those guys go on to school and grow up and see how they're all doing. The guys I coached way back in 2000, so, you know, and on up, see how they're all doing. And some of them are having kids now, and some of them we're going to have kids going to school together. My daughter will be going to school with some of my players' sons and daughters, so that'll be a little bit different. But just all those things included in our lives have been a big thing for us.
You mentioned that you'll sprinkle in a little bit of basketball here and there, whether it's going to a game or whatnot. But what do you look forward to now as you enter the next phase of your life?
One, spending a lot more time with the family, doing some things less stressful, not always have to be on the go, worrying about watching a tape or how we're going to win the next game. Just kind of mainly relaxing, enjoying some things. I think that's going to be big. I think part of the way I coached, I'm talking about my intensity and passion for the game. That can kind of wear on you a little bit when you do it for so long. And I think it's kind of a good time to take a break from that. But mainly that, and spend more time maybe going seeing some friends or spend more time around parents up home up in the Keokuk, Iowa. So just doing some things like that.
Canton's Andy Anderson, congratulations on a wonderful run, and we thank you so much for your graciousness as well throughout the years. It's been a pleasure to cover your teams.
Eric, we've always appreciated you covering our games, and you do a great job at it. And whether we saw you play a tournament or down in Moberly, you always did a great job for our team and our program, and we appreciate everything you do for our student athletes.